The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
Hello everyone. Yes, I'm back. Thank you, Jimmy Williams. Did an outstanding job for three of the Sports Day WA. And they say in the media, never take a holiday because the person that is covering for you may show you up and you may not have a job to come back to. And let me tell you, if someone said to me, Peter, Jimmy was that good, we don't require your services anymore, I'd be more than happy to say, Jimmy, it's all yours. You deserve it. Because he is a good broadcaster. He's an up-and-coming broadcaster, and I think he accepts challenges and opportunities, and he did a great job on Sports Day WA. So, Jimmy, thanks for covering it for us. And if you want more of Jimmy, he'll be joining myself and Scotty Cummings for the best call of the West Coast Eagles versus Richmond match. We're on air at 5 to 2. On SEN WA right through the state. So we look forward to your company then. As I said, I've been away. I've been interstate. I had to go to the Gold Coast. And then I thought I'd spend a couple of days. It was a personal reason why I left for a few days. Down at Byron Bay. And for Cobram Estate Premium Australian Extra Virgin Olive Oil, there's been a lot said about the gather round. And I know it's been done to death. But I'm just going to give you my experience, because when I was first mooted the gather round, I was one to suggest that maybe it should go to a market where the AFL is trying to grow, and I thought Sydney would probably be the logical place to take it if they're looking at growing Australian rules football in those northern states. As we know now, it's gone the last 2 years and it will be there until 2026 in Adelaide, and it's grown. It's grown from year one. It's grown from year two. I spoke to somebody this morning that was there, and he thought it went really well. The place was busy. Adelaide's not a big city, but the influx of people, particularly coming from Victoria, what is it, an 8-hour drive from Melbourne to Adelaide? It's a cheap flight down, and maybe Adelaide is the perfect place to have it. I'm going to have a chat to Shane Woden shortly, who played with Melbourne and Collingwood, to discuss that a bit further. But being in the northern states, I was in New South Wales and I was in Queensland, and I tried to follow the gather round as much as I could. And it didn't connect with the people that I certainly saw. They were interested maybe in Brisbane to see how the Lions went. They were interested a bit in the West Coast Eagles, Sydney Swans match there at Mount Barker. But in every establishment, particularly hotels and sports establishments, there were big screens, and two of the three screens were about rugby league. One was about racing, two were rugby league, and one was AFL football. And there wasn't really a crowd glued on watching the AFL as it was with rugby league. So it got me thinking about gather round. I think it wouldn't work in Brisbane. It wouldn't work in Sydney for that reason, just my experiences. They'd follow the Lion and they'd follow the Swans, and maybe a few would go and follow the Giants, but I reckon the neutral games wouldn't be supported the way they were supported in Adelaide. And the big question is, I know on social media I had a look that there are some people advocating that once the contract is up with Adelaide, it should come to Perth. No, it won't come to Perth because we haven't got that factor of accessibility for the majority of football followers, particularly out of the heartland being Melbourne. It was a 5-hour flight from Coolangatta to Perth last night for me. And I thought, who's going to go those distances, even 4 hours from Melbourne, 5 hours from Sydney? You've got to fly here to attend gather rounds. People can't drive here. You've got to leave a week before. So it's not going to come to Perth. I think there are those reasons that it won't come to Perth. And every time you go to the eastern states and you fly back here, you just realise how far away we are from everybody. And it's not a criticism of Perth. There's advantages of where we're located. But I think for something that encompasses a weekend and needs as many people going as possible, particularly from the bread and butter city where the AFL is its strongest, being Melbourne, then Adelaide is a perfect fit. And I heard a commentator actually mention that Melbourne, predominantly, with the exception of maybe a couple of games, has a gather round almost every weekend. So it's not going to go to Melbourne as well. So they're my thoughts. All thanks to my opinions at Inspire, the new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV available now at your nearest Kia dealer. What are your thoughts? I just think gather round wouldn't work in Perth. It would not work in Perth for those reasons that I stated earlier.